Hey, welcome to PMCA 2022 live recordings from the event. Joining me today is Carly Meck from Blummer Chocolate Company. Carly graduated from Del Valle University with a bachelor's degree in food science and earned an MBA in food and agribusiness as well. She began working at Blummer Chocolate Company in East Greenville, PA in 2010 as a summer intern in R&D and has now grown to the role of R&D manager product development. In her role, she manages a team of scientists who develop new chocolate formulas, create process improvements, provide internal and external training, and execute various technical studies. Carly has been volunteering at PMCA since 2012, when she began as a student mentor after attending the conference under the Student Outreach Program. She has served on several committees, including Student Outreach, Social Media, and Production Conference Connect the Future. In 2017, she began the role of committee chair of this program, and in 2018, she was invited to sit on the board of directors. In 2018, Carly presented Mysteries of Conching Revealed at the Production Conference, for which she received the Marie Kelso Award. Congratulations, and welcome.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Did I miss anything else?
I think you pretty well summed it up.
All right. So what can you tell us about the Student Outreach Program this year? How's it changed compared to previous years? How has COVID affected it?
Sure. So we do have fewer students this year, which is to be expected. However, of the 18 students that we have 15 universities represented. So I think that's really great. Even though we have some lower numbers, we have huge diversity in our universities and attendance. So I'm really happy to see that.
I did notice that diversity. Usually it's not that wide a spread. It's usually select colleges sending a bunch of people each.
Yeah, normally we have seven to 10 universities, most of them kind of in the tri-state area. But this year we've seen Utah, Texas. So it's really great to see folks from across the country really getting exposed to the confectionery industry.
So I remember when we first started this thing, we had the breakfast on Monday, and then we had select events, and then we had a lunch, I think, on Wednesday afternoon. How's it changed? What's your program look like this year?
Sure. So this year we're kind of keeping things back to basics to really just enjoy the conference as a whole, really just enjoy our sessions, keep things a little bit simpler. We understand, you know, still with some COVID restrictions, a tour or something like that would be out of the question. So we were really focusing on the conference as it is. And again, just enjoying each other's company. So we have some student meals, which we're really looking forward to. And then we have our flagship mentor program, you know, which arguably is kind of the most important part of our program. So we pair a student with, you know, an industry rock star, you know, some true legends in the confectionery industry. So I know we're giggling at that, but it's true. Like some of these folks have been around for 30 years and they're providing mentorship to these students, which I think is really incredible. So we're still going strong with our mentor program, and we do have some special little surprises in the works for tomorrow as well.
Do you see a lot of mentors and students connecting long after?
We have a lot of mentors who connect with their students for years after. You know, some of these mentors may help them find a job. Some may help, you know, beef up their resume a little bit more. But we do see about 30% of these students come back into the confectionery industry. So I think that's a really terrific success rate. You know, if we look at the 300 some students that we've had over the course of, you know, the 15 years of the student outreach program, about 30% of them are still in the confectionery industry. And many of those students, you know, have come full circle and are now giving back to PMCA.
It's a pretty good record. One of the selling points I've found is when we're looking for people at our company, it's always a great place to start.
Absolutely. I love to see PMCA student outreach on people's resumes.
So you referenced somebody coming a long distance. When you say long distance, where was the students? I saw Ryerson, but Guelph was on there too?
Yep. We had Ryerson. We have Guelph. We have our international students. We also have Utah. We have Texas. We have Georgia. So we really have people traveling quite the distance to be here today. So we're really happy with our program that we can sponsor their hotel stay as a form of travel assistance for them to be able to get here, have a room to stay right at the conference. So we're happy that we can help, you know, try to ease the pain a little bit of traveling up here.
Do they come with any student advisors, or do they come by themselves, a little bit of both?
It can be both. We've had some advisors come over the years, mostly local folks, I would say.
Right.
But we have had some travel in. Mostly students come by themselves. And again, it's kind of a great independent opportunity to learn what it's like to come to a business conference and just kind of the ins and outs of what a business conference is all about.
So how are they finding this post-COVID experience?
Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but good news, that's for sure. I think people are very excited just at the novelty of seeing big bowls of candy on the table. A lot of the students were really excited for the supplier show to be able to talk to people. You know, they could find vendors maybe to help them out with some of their grad work. Folks are looking for jobs, so very excited to do some networking there. And just, you know, try new samples, try new things that maybe they haven't tried before. Look at all the new trends that are out there in the confectionery space.
So Penn State Fellowship. Generally, every year we have a fellow student from Penn State that we fund that comes to us with a topic, and we put them through, I don't know what you would call the program, but they get a rotation kind of thing, where they tour all of our factories. So is there any crossover there?
Absolutely. So we've hosted a lot of Penn State fellows over the years at our facility, and it's amazing how many of them come and apply to the PMCA Student Outreach Program. So there's definitely really great synergy between those two programs that PMCA offers. It's always nice, again, to have students who have some sort of confectionery knowledge after coming to the PMCA conference, and then they can apply that knowledge into their graduate work.
So moving forward, what kind of things do you think you're going to add, detract? I mean, you've got 18 students this year. Is there a plan, hopefully, to get more students next year?
Sure. So we can host up to 40 students, which is great. So we would love to see our numbers, you know, back up at 40, hopefully.
Do you have enough mentors? Because I know in the past, I mean, I've been mentoring at least two, sometimes three students, which can be exhausting if you're trying to work this event and do that as well. So I'm using this as a forum maybe to get more people involved.
Absolutely. We're always looking for mentors. So ideally, it would be amazing if it was a one-on-one student experience, a student-to-mentor ratio. Usually, more often than not, some mentors have two students, which works out great because then those two students get to connect, learn a bit about someone else's program. So it really kind of works out well. But again, it would be great to have more people involved. This is a really easy, like, light way to become involved in PMCA. So if you're interested, definitely let me know. We'll get you set up, and it's a really great opportunity.
So next year you had talked about doing a poster session. How can we integrate that with research committee, and what can we do to help you guys?
Sure. So we're really excited about our poster session. As you know, in a lot of graduate programs, students are working on food science related topics. Many of them are in the confectionery space, so it would be really great to get together, you know, show off what these students have been working on. I find a lot of value in that in our industry, to be able to, you know, say, hey, I'm working on this marshmallow project, and it may be applicable to a lot of our PMCA members as well.
I think it would be interesting from a research perspective as well, because coming out of the end of COVID, I think we're going to start looking for topics to fund with our grant aid. We've kind of held back for the last couple of years simply because we didn't want to spend the organization's money. Frankly, we didn't have it. Any of these students coming through with any interesting topics they reference?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're hoping, again, next year. We didn't have enough interest this year, again, with COVID. Fine. So we're really looking forward to that for next year. And, you know, many of these students are also undergrad who are presenting some of their research topics. So, you know, if they're that passionate about a topic, I think that really lends itself well into the research, you know, kind of grant and aid department as well.
Okay, so maybe we should look at putting off grant and aid until next fiscal year, meaning we'll get some ideas, we'll get some direction, and we'll have a nice bunch of students that we can target.
Yeah, we're hoping to have, I don't know, 10 posters would be ambitious, but you never know. I'm hoping.
Are we doing anything like this with the Western event we're talking about, student outreach kind of thing?
We do have a student outreach representative on the Western committee, and they're going to be like the liaison, so I would love to do that.
So Carly, from your perspective on student outreach, what can we do from research committee to help you guys? I'm seeing a lot of opportunities post PMCA event to maybe target individual students or their universities where we might get a more diverse group of potential projects to fund.
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of interesting schools here that have joined our program this year that have really boisterous confectionery programs in their school, which I didn't know some of these things. Some of these universities have chocolate labs, and, you know, I think getting to know those students a little bit better, you know, maybe there's a interesting connection that we can have with research, maybe speaking to the SOP in one of our, one of our breakfasts or one of our different student events. I think that could be really interesting to share what the research committee has to offer.
So do you guys do any outreach to the universities themselves?
We do. So we do have, if any of us are presenting, you know, just an educational session to universities, as we often do, there's usually a shameless plug right at the end of that presentation for PMCA, both for the conference and for student outreach. So we do 100% advertise student outreach. We have a student brochure, we have a student video. It's always a struggle to find the current advisor or current club president to be able to really pass that information on to the rest of the student body.
Would it be any benefit to team up with research and go in together and kill two birds with one stone, as it were?
Absolutely. I think that's a really great idea because, again, we're kind of a symbiotic relationship here, so we can really kind of benefit from each other, especially when it comes to advertising at these universities.
And you, like we've said before, you've got a real, real diverse short list of institutions that we could go into. Some of them are close.
They absolutely are. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
This has been another episode of PMCA Research Chat. Please subscribe and like us on your podcast service. Check us out at PMCA.com, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.